What's up, everybody? It's your favorite host, Slammin' Sam. I hope you are in that seat and buckled in real tight. We're gonna go for another ride and smash that loud pedal here on In the Groove. What's up, everybody? It's your host, Slammin' Sam here. Tonight, I got two guests on, and we're gonna take it around the track. We're gonna drop the wings. We're just gonna fly, smash that low pedal like normal. I mean, what else do we have to do? All right, I can't wait any longer. I mean, I got a guy on tonight that started his own series. He's taken, you know, the racing in North Dakota to another level. I've got a returning guest on here tonight, too, that I know you guys love. But without further ado, the first person I want to bring on is my friend, Miles. Miles, how is it going tonight?
It's going good, Sam. Thanks for having me on, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and then also we got Fluffy, a.k.a. Chris Ruhr, the track god, the guy who's making, he's making Circle Track Racing great again, so it's great to have him back on. How's it going tonight, Fluff?
Good, man. Can't complain. This side of the dirt. So.
There you go. Making concrete tonight, making it, you know, making the world great again, right? That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
All right. But yes, first I want to bring on my friend Miles, who is the owner and the starter of the Western Renegade non-wing sprint cars. Sorry, the wingless sprint cars up here in the Nodak area. So Miles, please let us know what you got going on and everything that you were doing.
So basically, this year we started a non-wing sprint car program up here. They haven't ran non-wing sprint cars up here since like the early 70s. And basically what we wanted to do was create an economical option as a premier class in North Dakota. It's no secret that in racing, and I don't think it matters if it's circle track or drag racing, that the cost is kind of getting pretty crazy for all classes. And this was an option to get, you know, regular people a chance to get in a car that goes really, really fast and it's fun. We also wanted to do something where it was more family oriented and just less serious. It's my personal belief that when we were all little kids, we just wanted to go race and have fun. And from my experience, I kind of lost the having fun side of it where I was taking it way too serious. So to get back to something like that this year was just, it was a blast. It was the most fun year I ever had. And I really got to thank Ron Bernhagen and Kaylee Emerson for creating this and allowing me and trusting me to run the series in North Dakota, and just see the growth that we've had in 1 year is pretty outstanding.
Yeah, and definitely, like you said, seeing the growth and seeing everything that's gone on in 1 year, you know, knowing a couple of the racers, the Lawson's crew, you guys had Eric Lautenschlager come in for, you know, a fun time. You've also had Clint down at Finish Line, who's also a big sponsor of yours. That's something that we're going to talk about here after a bit. But to see that after 1 year, having a vision, having a dream, and now it's actually reality, what is that? How does that feel knowing you've accomplished year one and you've got potentially more cars coming out for year two?
I just mostly feel lucky, Sam. I'm truly blessed to have people who trust in me. My family's been involved in dirt track racing since the 80s. And I think that helped us a lot, is people know that we love the sport and we wanted to create something that was different from anything else that's going on in the sport. And as far as the growth goes, it's amazing. I started this last year. I announced it the week before Labor Day weekend. And I always told everybody, you know, if I could get five guys to come race and we had six cars the first year, that'd be amazing. And this year we had a bunch of nights where we had over 15 cars. We had 21 cars the second to last weekend in Devil's Lake. And we've grown just this year. We ended up having four or five people come out and actually build cars, let alone other guys that wanted to come out and try it to race. So I, like you mentioned, Eric, Eric says I'm allowed to say the quote, so I'll say it again. Eric's a sport mod ace up here. For guys that don't know, he's won a ton of races, and he said it was nice just to come to the racetrack and have fun again and not take it so serious.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then for you, Fluff, Chris Ruhr, what was that like for you being around the sport as long as you have and now seeing it grow to what it is? Chris Ruhr, are you there? Having some technical difficulties maybe there with Ruhr. I will bring him back in. Fluff, are you there? He's going to have to sign in and sign right back out. But we'll continue talking to you here, Miles. So, like you said, you just announced some big news, you know, for the 2021 race season, as, you know, we are all kind of trying to figure out what that journey and what that's going to be here. What is it like now having Shocks by Mindy? You're having Clint with Finish Line Burgers and Brews back on for the 2021 race season. Who knows? We haven't sat down and talked yet. Maybe Outlaw Performance ENT or Mabro Motorsports can, you know, jump on the bandwagon there with you guys and see. But what is that like for you guys kind of moving forward?
I missed your question. I blanked out. Can you say it again? Sorry.
No, that's fine. Can you, if you can hear me, I said, what is that? You're back in now. Can you hear me? A little technical difficulties tonight.
Now, yeah.
All right. I was saying, what is that like for you? Knowing that, you know, you've got Shocked by Mindy's and Finish Line Burgers and Brews coming on board for you for the 2021 race season, maybe Mabro Motorsports or Outlaw Performance ENT may be able to do some things with you guys here. But what is that like for you guys?
It's awesome. We need all the support we can get for as far as sponsorship or marketing partners. They do so much for us that I think a lot of times, not that we take it for granted, but people don't understand that without support in this sport, it's still, even at an economic style that we're doing, it's still, you need support from companies and businesses to help out and to have like Hoosier Tire on board with us and creating the tire rule that we have and letting us use those tires. It's just the economic savings for this class. And then Shocks by Mindy, they actually give out free dynos for any for a hard charger this year was their thing. They're going to do that again next year, which basically if you're the hard charger, you send your shock in, they'll dyno it and go through it for you for free. And then Finish Line is they did a draw for gift cards for the drivers, and then they also help out us monetarily. And for people who don't know, it's Clint Hudkins is his name, and he's actually one of my drivers too. So he supports the series with a car as well as with his business, and he's done a ton for local racing in this area in Minot and in Williston. And for him to see what we want this to be and want to be a part of it was pretty cool. And then we also got I got to announce today that one of my good friends that I met this year through the Sprint Car Series, Mark Mehrhoff. He does Real Reaction Time Sports Podcast, which is basically a Minnesota fan zone. So if you're a professional sports guy, it's... him and Minnesota Sports, but they also cross over and do NASCAR, and then they'll do Upper Midwest Sprint Car Series Podcast. And to have those people marketing and help sell their product, whatever it is. And it'd be the same thing with me and you, Sam. If we did a Mad Bro or an Outlaw, it's just my job is to sell your product for you helping out the series, and that's what I try to do. And I have good relationships, like I think me and you do, with the people that I work with to sell their products, because I want us all to grow and be successful together.
Well, exactly there, right? I mean, we all want to be successful. And even with you having another podcast on, most people will say, Sam, well, doesn't that kind of contradict what you want to do and the different style of things that you want to do? And for me, it's definitely not, you know. And I'm going to take the words out of a great person that I follow with Drag Illustrated, Wes Buck. He says, we need to preach to the choir. We need to go out and tell the gospels of this sport. And I think another person that does that that's having horrible internet connection tonight is our buddy Fluff. You know, I think he is one that goes out and, you know, preaches the gospel to everybody about racing and tells our friends about it and promotes it 100% in everything he does. So with bringing Fluff on, what do you think about the Renegade series? I know you're a sprint car guy yourself, but what is it like for you seeing now a different version of the sprint cars?
You know, to be honest, I was very optimistic right away. Like, I thought it'd be a good thing, but I was also kind of scared how this whole deal would go. But you guys really put on a heck of a show. I mean, everyone's loved it that I've talked to. I mean, you have your occasional haters. They're just going to be their haters, you know, all the time. But I've really loved them so far. I think they're good. I mean, what you guys are doing is awesome. I hope you guys keep it up.
And I mean, you have to have that, right? You're going to have your haters. And I know, Miles, you probably get hate mail, junk mail, spam mail. But you know what you have to tell people? It's these two signs right here. And that's going to be the background of everything that we do here at Outlaw Performance and in the Groove Podcast. Because, and I'm going to say it, shit happens, right? You can cloud seed as much as they want to cloud seed here in North Dakota. It's going to happen. You're going to get rained out, right? I mean, Mother Nature is Mother Nature. It's going to happen. Shit happens. And no matter what, if you're going to be mad and be upset at the race promoter for the different things he's going to do, well, you know, I honestly want to get every race promoter, whether it's Minot, Williston, where Devil's Lake, whether it's McLean County, I want to get you guys all this flag right here. So when people come up to you guys and they say something and they're like, hey, why don't you do this? Well, guess what? You can just turn around and point to that and it can be right under the American flag. And then if they don't like it, you can just give them this one, you know? The beatings will continue until the morale improves. And I hate to be that guy, the bearer of bad news, but I see it, you know, as someone who wants to get into promoting races, as someone who wants to see these local tracks grow and strive, I see the beatings that, you know, are all over Facebook. I mean, oh, this track can't do this. This track isn't doing that. And it's like, well, how about you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and get to the track and don't leave till 10 o'clock? And I know, Miles, you probably had to deal with some of that. I know, Fluff, you and I have had those conversations, but I'll start with you, Miles. What is that like, knowing that you're giving your heart and soul into something, and at the end of the day, you know, someone is going to get mad at you for something that's out of your control? I don't think Miles is there, so we're going to go to you, Fluff. I think he might be frozen.
He was so scared of that question. Yeah.
What was that?
I said he was so scared of that question, he didn't know what to say. <maybe. laughs>
I think I'm back. I heard the question.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and give your answer about the question.
I guess I just kind of take the approach of I don't let it bother me. There's a lot of quotes that I read about leadership and stuff like that, and you can't let what the loudest crowd says dictate what you do if you know that you're doing the right thing. I just don't really let that kind of stuff bother me. I do agree with you. It kind of gets out of hand and I can't throw stones. I live in a glass house. I've matured a lot over the last 3 or 4 years because I used to be that guy where if it wasn't just right, I was mad, you know? And when you're young and dumb, you say stuff, and especially with the internet now, I mean, you can go back and read some of the stuff that I've even said. It's like, man, you're just being dumb. But as I've matured, I've realized that, you know, it takes all of us to make this racing thing work. It the track's not always going to be perfect. Your car's not always going to be perfect. But guess what? You need to go show up and put on a show anyways, because the race fan doesn't care if the track isn't how you like it. They care about what the product is on the track. And as far as the non-wing stuff goes, I think we've just proven it this year with our product that we get on the racetrack and we put on a show. I mean, Fluffy can attest to both nights we were in Minot. We were a little more spread out just because it's a bigger racetrack, but the race for the lead both nights was actually crazy, especially you get down to the last five laps. It was just nuts. So I don't really let haters bother me or whatever you want to call them. It's just, I've been there, but I also think that sometimes you got to take a step back and look and say, we all got to work together to help build this sport and keep it going and not try to tear each other down.
100%. Exactly. So how do you feel about that, Fluff? I mean, am I out of line for saying some of the stuff that I seen on at the end of the year there was kind of, you know, hatred towards the race promoter and the racetrack? And I mean, shit happens, right? We live in a place where it snows, it rains, different things like that. And you get these racers who sit here and, you know, they want to bash you guys for all the hard work that you guys put in on the track and the different things that you're doing, you know, that are in your control, and some of them are out of your control. So how do you feel about that? As we talked before, you're someone who sits down in a tractor, you know, hours before the race, and you're probably one of the last ones to leave.
Oh yeah, people are gonna hate. That's what they love to do. I mean, nobody, you know, people like to argue and bicker more than they do get along. It's a sad reality of today and our sport especially. But I mean, Miles has a right approach. You just can't let it bug you. You got to make the best of it. Look over the loud, you know, the loudest people are always the ones that are gonna cause the most ruckus. Most of the time, though, they're making a scene, and a lot of people think they're just full of it anyway. So you can't let the little stuff bother you. You just do the best you can and know that everyone that means anything or you have an opinion of actually tells you're doing right, then that's all that matters.
All right, so since you say that, Fluff, I got a clip here that I want you to listen to. And, Miles, you haven't heard this, and I don't know if Fluff remembers this one. But you say people get loud and they say stuff. Here's one for you. Here's one for you, Chris. I want to see your reaction on this.
Me and you are at different racetracks, apparently. Because Kelly he went in the corner and you checked up and dump trucked a little bit. Well, right in the left rear, Kelly's wheel was turned to the right. You were still into his quarter panel.
Well, then don't stop.
He hit the used tire and his engine died. He was trying to start it and it wouldn't.
Well, then don't stop on the racetrack.
So, how do you feel about that, Fluff? Don't stop on the racetrack.
I was just being dead honest. Reed didn't like what I had to say that night, but I will stand by when I make a call. I make the call. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not always right, but there's a lot of times I am and the guys don't think I am, but I'll stand by what I say. I mean it. I'm not a guy that'll hide or talk on Facebook. I got a problem with you. I'll come to your face about it. So dead honest, I guess.
So a little backstory about that. That was Motor Magic weekend. Fluff comes down to the pits and, you know, Kelly Henderson, you know, supposedly that was supposed to be his Hollywood's last ride, but word on the streets might have to get him on In the Groove to, you know, say that I'm not going to ruin the surprise or what may be going on, what may not be going on. But basically, Reed was trying to argue his case that Kelly stopped on the racetrack and Fluff there was calling basketball calls there, you know, pretty light calls.
Kelly got the nickname LeBron there because, I mean, Reed did hit him, but he maybe could have saved that. So he put on a good show there to kind of look bad, kind of like when LeBron gets bumped into, you know, he's the greatest player in the NBA, but yet someone's elbow swifts by him, all of a sudden he flies to the floor and his head hits.
Yeah, that's one thing we do not talk here is basketball or anything else.
Hockey and racing, that's it.
Mad Bro Motorsports, located North Hill, Minot, North Dakota, the leading performance and parts store. If there's anything you need for your hot rod, give Slam and Sam and the gang a call. 701-720-7996. Again, that is Mad Bro Motorsports. 701-720-7996.
On the way to being free.
So getting right into it, coming up to 2021, kind of what do you guys have planned? Especially you, Miles, like I said, you've got some things, and Fluff definitely wants you to take over, as you know, you are a part of this as much as I am. This is kind of our new thing that we're going to have once a week. We're going to have Fluff on as much as we can to just talk about this great sport that we have up here, the IMCA, the WESOTA, the wingless sprints, talk about the different tracks. So Fluff, is there any questions that you have for myself? If you have any for, Miles, you know, just to kind of keep this ball rolling.
Oh, I guess I got a question for Miles. Do you have more people looking into getting into these street cars? I mean, I feel like it's growing. I'm just wondering if that's actually the case.
Yeah, you know, I probably kind of got, I don't know, the thing about getting flack earlier was that I was telling people we had 24 cars in the state, and I didn't lie, because at the end of the year we had 24 guys race. But yeah, we got four for sure that I know of that have either bought cars or in the process of building cars already for next year. We had three of those guys show up to our arrive and drive, which is something that's really cool that we do that I don't think a lot of other racetrack or race car drivers do, which is, we had guys show up, they pay $100, they get 10 laps in a sprint car. So I had four people take mine out, like my sprint car, go out, drive it as hard as you want. And we actually gained a driver out of that. He's actually went and bought a car from a Northern Renegade driver who's upgrading, which he's upgrading. His car was an 09 and now he's getting like a 2012. So he's upgrading 3 years to get a car. So we do have more people interested. I really think, like, as far as 2021 with the scheduled proposals we've got from the four racetracks that want us for sure again next year, they've all asked for more nights. And I think as we get more nights on the western side of the state, we're going to get more people buying cars on the western side of the state. So hopefully it continues to grow. I agree with you. It seems like, from what I hear, is that we're going to continue to grow. I think the class is really intriguing to guys because of how close it is and how respectful the racing is and the show we put on.
So that's good. I think it's going to keep going. I really hope it does.
Yeah, I know it was good for, like, Nodak Speedway is, whether, you know, people think or not, but Nodak or Minot is a sprint car town. I mean, when the World Outlaw guys come, you guys pack that place. And even when the 410 guys come, people will come to the racetrack just because sprint cars are there. I don't think they care that, you know, we're running limited engines. I think they just love sprint car racing. It's just something that's bred into the town, much like River City's in Grand Forks, because the first night we were there on Father's Day and even the second night we were there, the crowd was pretty good. You guys had a great crowd all year, but I just remember on Father's Day going in front of the grandstand and I was like, man, when you're out on the racetrack and you say there's a lot of people there, then there must be a lot of people there because that place is so big.
Yeah, the crowds do get kind of picked on sometimes. People don't realize that we have five times the seating, you know, so even when there's a ton of people, it kind of looks square sometimes. But we had good crowds this year. I'm hoping that continues now that people that normally didn't come had nothing better to do came now that we hooked.
So I got a question for you here, Miles. Sorry there, Fluff. Got a question. When you guys talk about these engines, a lot of people don't know what they are. I mean, it's most guys are running an LS-based engine that's, I mean, a pretty mild build for, you know, for the people that don't know. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys in drag racing running the LS engine turbo, making huge power. But that's a big question, I guess, that I would have for you. Is that something that you guys are going to keep the limits to and keep the reins to, is what is allowed and what's not? Or do you think there's going to be guys that are coming in a year or two, they want to get hot, they're hungry for more feature wins? Or is that something that you guys are going to try and keep this in because it is a budget class?
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, Sam. I think a lot of people, I think the average race fan doesn't even know what's in a hobby stock, let alone what's in a sprint car sometimes. You know, our LS is basically a base build, and the reason for the LS motor option was it's our opinion, and especially in a premier class anymore, there's no such thing as a junkyard build motor. And so when Ron started this, he wanted to create something that was a junkyard build motor, and it's no secret. And I know your drag racing guys will probably love this, but my motor was $3,500 complete. It has 140,000 mile stock bottom end. Never even changed the main bearings on the crank. All we did is put a camshaft in it. That's regulated. We can pick between five different cam types, I believe. And then we put a carbureted intake on it, and we actually run on a 4412 alcohol carburetor. It's all stock, like lifters and rods and everything has to be stock. We keep it stock, and that keeps all the motors even. Basically, for your dirt track guys, we have a B-mod type motor, and that is that's exactly what it is. It's a B-mod motor. Instead of running the EQ heads, we run the cast or steel style heads, I guess you would say. But back to the LS, it's just a LS1 steel block that you can go pick up out of a vehicle in a junkyard, change the cam, intake, oil pan, and you can race it. There's nothing to them, and you change that cam, and mine puts out 429.
I know Fluff is going to get mad at me for saying this, but I think we need to see more Fords in those cars. I mean, the only reason, Fluff, and I got to pick on you again, I have to pick on you again because you were on my podcast before, but the only reason why we need to see more Fords in there is just like what Fluff says right here.
There's two things that sprint cars and drag racers have in common.
What?
And I'm talking like nitro guys or top fuel guys or funny cars. You got to be crazy to do it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Because you get into something that can go 300 miles an hour that quick and it can explode right behind you. You got to have balls to do it. Same with a sprint car driver. You have a 1,200-pound car with 900 horsepower, and you just got to hold on to that and don't even think about touching a brake. That's big balls. You don't half-ass that.
Well, so when you hear that one again, Fluff, like I said, I hate to pick on you, but is that true with what you say with miles in them also? I mean, you know, you just have to have the balls to do it, right?
I don't know. I didn't hear what you said on the end there, Sam, but I still stand by that statement completely. It's pretty cool. I'm very busy.
No, I was just saying that they have to have the balls to do it too. I think it's even more challenging. You know, yes, they don't make as much horsepower, but no wing.
No, that's a handful to drive. I think what everyone's told me, and you got to know what you're doing. It's actually more challenging without the wing. You don't have the downforce to put you in point where you want to go.
I don't think you really see what I'm doing here. Fluff, I'm really just trying to start this whole debate to get you and Miles going against each other so I can just prove my point.
I still think, and this is just my opinion.
Oh, God.
Miles, you should change the name of the class to the Tumble Buggies. At least put that on a t-shirt. Because they haven't been really known to tip these things over here this year.
Yeah, you know, I think it just gets a bad rap. Because we rolled three over in one night in Fargo, and that's whatever. Like I said, I don't complain about racetracks anymore. A bunch of guys with no experience driving on one lane of rubber. We had guys hop wheels that you can do that in a stock car. You can't do that in a sprint car. Not making excuses. After that, actually, that was a Northern Renegade race. So if you just count Western Renegade shows, we've only tipped one over. And I think that's you know, the common misconception with these is that, man, when they wreck, guys get hurt, and we did have a guy get hurt this year, but when they wreck, guys get hurt, and it's just like, I've seen guys get hurt just as bad in a modified and a late model as I have in a sprint car. I think it's just a misconception, and our guys will tell you that right away. They were scared, and once you get out and race them and realize that there's a level of respect driving wise that comes with a open wheel car, I don't care if it's 450 or 900 horsepower, that you you have as compared to like a, even a modifier, a full body car, because you bang wheels one too many times, you're going to go for a ride. And I've been there. You don't want to do it. It's not fun. So
didn't you tip yours over like the first night out?
Yeah. It's a debate between me and Dad whether I got 6 laps or 9 laps in. I say 9 laps. He says 6. I also think I'm like 100% sure I had a concussion. Yeah, that was, you know, I'm not scared to admit it. You know,
good safety equipment saves lives.
You're right.
Yeah, never fail.
You can't non-wing the sprint car.
Hey, I'm not even.
You drive a mod, it's two completely different driving styles.
Hey, I'm not even gonna lie to you. If so, like I've told everyone last year, if someone wants to put me in a car and they own it and I just drive it, I'll be the wheel man. I am totally fine with that. I know you're gonna
really good. You got to change that nickname if you're gonna start borrowing race cars, Sam. You can't have the nickname Sam and Slam and then go, hey, can I go borrow your ride?
Well, see, Slam and Sam has a totally like different.
Me. To a skateboard. Nobody's gonna let me stand on the skateboard.
Slam and Sam is totally different. That's a name that I got because in my younger years I was a little crazy. But I'm a changed man.
You're not crazy now.
I'm not.
Changed man.
Yeah, you know, Slam and Sam was because of this hand right here. But yeah, so. And it's a catchy fit. So
I know how that goes. I got married too. I'm not the fighter I used to be neither. More of a lover now.
But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I would love to get into one. Like you said, Fluff, having that raw horsepower right there in front of your face, between your legs. I mean, it like you said, it takes a whacked out person. I mean, it's kind of like goalies in hockey, right? I mean, you got to be a little bit different.
I think the wingless sprint car would be the best option for you because there's plenty of room to get your big head in there so your ego could grow. Imagine if you did get, oh man.
Wow. Where is this coming from? I am a very nice guy. Where is this coming from?
Is the guy that records everything we say and play it back over and over again.
Hey, hey, it is. You know how hard it is to come by good content?
We just proved I can't ever run for president. I can't even get away with things at the racetrack on a Saturday, let alone the whole country.
Okay, coming from the guy and everyone in the NODAC area, everyone in the IMCA racing area that races up here knows that any of the good memes come from your phone. So I don't think you have to worry about me playing back any good clips. I mean,
I played the tip. I don't even know how to run a computer. See, tonight was proof. I can't run the internet. I don't. That's not.
Yeah. Anywho, so Miles coming up. You know, maybe you can try and get Chris out there to more tracks. You know, so he can prep the track for you. But where do you guys plan on racing more this year? The next year, I should say. This year is over unless you guys are doing any more features or anything like that. But where do you guys plan on kind of moving around? You keep in Devil's Lake, your kind of home area, so it's local for everyone?
Yeah, so next year, Devil's Lake's going to be our home track again. They'll probably be one of the staples for us for the foreseeable future. Just Nolan and Heather, they treat us really, really good, and when we're in Devil's Lake, we're the show. And I know that probably sounds egotistical, but there's people that come down from the grandstands this year multiple times that say, we come to Devil's Lake because you guys race here. And it's people that I've never met before. They're just fans. So we're going to race there again, probably the same amount of time, that 12 to 15 range. Every track, I can't really speak much more because I need confirmation. But we have 4 tracks that have already agreed to sign up next year, which would be Devil's Lake, obviously. River Cities and Grand Forks again, NODAC Speedway and McLean County Speedway. And I think the cool thing, and once again, just a testament to this class and the product, is those 4 tracks asked immediately basically to be a part of 2021, and they asked for more nights. So that tells us that they believe that this is something that's going to take off. And so we're looking at, hopefully, I think we ran 23 shows this year. We're going to cap it at 30. Once again, this is an economical class. So we have a lot of people who work for a living and they can't afford to race 40, 50 times a year. And so we're going to cap it at 30. There will be a time where maybe an expansion will happen where we can get two sides of the state going. That's also in the talks if we're to ever get big enough, which would open up for more nights. But for next year, the plan is to for sure set up 30 shows. Obviously, the tracks that we raced at last year that haven't contacted us, we'd love to go back there too. And I know like Williston Basin Speedway has had talks with us, and we're having a teams meeting this weekend where we're going to discuss other track options. So if people do come forward, I can give them a rough estimate of what the interest level is on our guys, because as we go on and continue to grow, it doesn't do us any good to go somewhere with a low car count. And I think, you know, the second night we were in Minot, we had 11, which was really good for our first year. But I think that's going to be your staple for the nights we come to Minot. I foresee us getting above that and going 12 to 15, which I think is going to put on a heck of a show, even on a big track like that.
So does that mean, what was that, Fluff?
Well, even, you know, the your casual haters that you have that I heard in Minot, even the guys that have always talked about and made fun of your class, they even admitted you put on a good show. And I said the only improvement I could see with being such that our track is so big in Minot that more cars would make it more of a show. You guys did a heck of a job, don't get me wrong, but if you put another four or five cars out there, it'd get real dicey. There's more places to watch than just the front thing, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was the biggest challenge this year, and it was really neat. I think I can share this story without getting in trouble. I talked to Brandon, who is the president of the Nodak Speedway board, before the races the second time we were there. And we were kind of discussing, and it was, you know, kind of a, well, maybe we only want to run you guys a couple times a year till you can get, you know, the numbers up, and that's fine as well. And we discussed it. And then immediately after that race was over, just with how the finish was and how close the racing was between the top four cars there or whatever, he come over right after the race was over, shook my hand, and just thanked me. Be popular and gain popularity. We need more numbers, but as far as dinners and 23 nights, and I've seen so many times when a class starts that you have two or three guys that win, you know, all 20 races, and that just wasn't the case this year. So I would 100% agree with you. If we could get 15 to, you know, 18 cars in Minot, man, that would just be wild.
ALS Teca Mexican Food, located here in Minot, North Dakota, on the north side. If you want the best and authentic Mexican food located in Minot, North Dakota, please check out the gang up at ALS Teca Mexican Food, located right near the Minot International Airport. Go up there, try one of the burritos, and I guarantee you will not leave hungry. The best and authentic Mexican food here in Minot, North Dakota, again, that is ALS Teca, for all your dine-in and dine-out needs. So I'm just kind of wondering, with all this going on and everything that's kind of happening, are we going to see Chris Ruhr maybe at more tracks? Is the Wingless Sprints going to get Chris Ruhr to maybe travel a little bit more to do track prep? Or is he kind of a homebody and can't do that? Putting you on the spot here. Oh, come on. Why?
I'm more of a homebody now. I would love to be at all those tracks helping out every single weekend, every time I could. With a new baby girl at home and being in the concrete industry where I work 70 to 80 hours a week, that stuff just can't happen. I mean, I wish it would, but don't get me wrong, I'm going to sneak away anytime I can, but doing it weekly just ain't in my cards, unfortunately.
So what is that like for you, Miles, knowing that you can go down to the pits, yell at him, tell him really how you feel about the track, you know, ask him questions about how he's going to make the track better for you? Because, you know, he says he makes dirt track racing great again. But
I'm trying.
Oh, trying to make. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, didn't get the trying. But
like I said, you wear a bigger helmet than me. I don't quote my ego too much.
I think we both
do the best I can with what I got.
I think we both wear largest, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Large since fifth grade of anything.
I don't know how many straps you got buckled on the back of that snapback back there, but you know. Sorry, Miles, that we're dragging. Sorry, we're dragging you into this, you know, kind of debate because, you know, Chris just thinks because I'm a drag racer that I don't like circle track, and I'm trying to convince him that I actually do like it, but I really need to get behind a car, and he keeps telling me I'm only good enough to get into a stock car. We were pretty close on making that happen during Motor Magic. I still want to make it happen. I told Brock Beater that I was booing him the whole time, even though I didn't hear or know what was going on. He gave the opportunity to Nick Holberg instead of me, but I'm just saying, if there's a chance, what do we say, the eight machine of slamming Sam Smith.
That's right. Your best Tony Gibson voice.
That is it. I mean, I would think even Larry McFall would be happy to see me out there.
I think we should get a couple hobby stocks and have you and Larry race. I think that'd be a show.
That would be, in the word, and I'm going to zoom in on myself right here, that would be an absolute slobber knocker. Larry would not make it around the track. Out of one and two, I would already be around one and two on the back straightaway doing a live chat asking out of three and four questions before Larry would even get back into one and two. I'm just saying. Sorry, Larry McFall, if you listen to this. He is supposedly the legend, but I would make him a legacy after that. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think you fit a large helmet by no means.
Yeah, that's a large helmet.
Hey, we do have some drama still to cover with the whole wingless sprint deal.
Uh-oh.
So Eric Lodenschlager got into one of these, and we all know I help Eric occasionally and when I can, and good friends with him. And I found it hilarious that you guys made him start in the back and called him a rookie.
Yeah.
But he did do well and moved up through the field. I know he wanted to draw the next night. But my only thing is how is Eric considered a rookie when all of you in this class are basically rookies? Because according to, like, NASCAR rules, you have to have a year under your belt. Well, none of you got that, so the whole field is rookie.
Right. I got a hard time for that, too, from Eric. Basically, what our rule is rookies, your first three nights, no matter what, you have to start in the back. And at the beginning of the year, I was a little lenient on it. And then it got to a point where, 10 nights compared to none does make a difference, in my opinion. And we had guys that were just starting up halfway through the year, and it was just kind of agreed upon as a group that those guys would start in the back the first three nights. So, and if Eric wants to race with us again, he's only got two left, and that's just more chances for a hard charger. But
I say you black flag him before he even starts. That's what I do.
So if you put him in the back, that means you're just giving him money.
Yeah, like, trying to spook me. And I just turned her up through the slick and gassed her till I got to the curb and shot off and got by him. But I think he just wanted me to know that he was there. So, yeah, no, it was fun. And right. It was fun. And I know Eric, like,
I don't know about that one, Fluff. I mean, doing that, you're pretty much guaranteeing him money. And I'm a gambling man.
Like I said, Eric had a blast and even had all this stuff going on.
So Miles, like I was saying, I'm a gambling man coming from the, you know, the no prep drag race and stuff like that, which, you know, I don't know if you guys can do that over in IMCA rules. They'll probably black flag you and, you know, you'll do donuts on the straightaway. And, you know, then you'll get on Facebook and talk about people. I'm not saying that may have happened or anything. I do like controversy. Maybe you might get him on the show. But I'm just saying, if you put him in the back every time, aren't you just pretty much handing him money? That's like me trying to race Fluff. I mean, he knows that if he lines up against me, I'm probably going to take his money. What was that?
Shit. I'd win by a straightaway because you'd get to the corner and you wouldn't know what to do. You're a drag racing guy. You'd launch it off of one and be in the fence.
Hey. Hey. Just like the great movie quote, I live my life quarter mile at a time. I know that track ain't a quarter mile, but hey, but for those 3 or 4 seconds or less, woo-hoo, wide open, baby, wide open.
Yeah, you're more of the
Sam would be what we call. Sam's what we call in the sprint car world a gasser, I feel like. Hey.
And see, I've been kind of thinking about it. I've been watching, you know, some videos. I've been, you know, watching some in-car stuff, playing a little iRacing. I ain't going to tell anybody, you know, where I'm at because you guys don't need to see that yet. Wait till I get a little bit better. But if I did race in Minot and I went off, I'd go straight to the tech pit, to the tech section because, you know, I'd be first. So there'd be no other reason for me to turn. So, I mean, that's just my thinking there. Just a little smack talking there.
Yeah, I mean, if Sam Smith gets the wingless sprint, Miles and his buddies, they're just going to load up if you pull in. There's no point in racing for second. Just give it up.
See, now, hey, it's all right because you know what? When I pull into the pitch, you know who'd be my number one fan? You know who'd be in my pits with me?
Fluff. Larry McPaul.
Oh, no. 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 Oh, my. Hey, you got to kind of stop talking about him like that, you know? Like I said.
I'd wear a Slammin' Sam shirt, no doubt about it.
I think that needs to happen. I mean, I don't know how it would happen. You know, I don't know what we would need to do to make that happen, but I really think it can happen. I don't know. Miles, just like we talked about, maybe I should have come to you guys' open day where I could have ran the cars down there with you guys here at the end of the year. But I don't know. I think it's a different style of racing, something that I'm not used to. As with anything, like he said, after 3 nights, you kind of got a handle on the car, right? You kind of know the car a little bit more. You understand what's going on, what maybe different drivers are doing, because it does take a little bit. Just like I didn't understand, why does one driver like the bottom of the track versus one driver likes the top of the track? I mean, there's just so many different things. So I agree with him when it comes to after 3 races, you're not considered a rookie. I mean, you know, that's just like any other sport. There is. We don't really have that. I mean, rookies have their own class unless you just have a huge set of cojones in drag racing and you want to go 3 seconds right away. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I agree with it. Give those guys that time. But, yeah, I think it may need to happen in 2021, even if it's just 1 or 2 nights, you know, a couple of nights, long weekends or something, doubleheader. I get in the car for someone, you know. And I'm going to admit, I'll start in the back, but hard charger is what I'm shooting for right there.
I think we should maybe start with an enduro car. Maybe a bunch of us get together and build Slam and Sam an enduro car. If he survives that, then we'll move him up to real race cars.
What do you guys got to put, training wheels on me? Jesus.
Well, you're a drag strip guy. We can't just let you get into a real race car. You might kill yourself. That's just dangerous.
Wow. What do you think about that?
You used to go in to get groceries and stop at the Dairy Queen.
Wow. Miles doesn't even believe you. That's why his internet keeps getting cut out. Because he's like, man, I can't even take this torture.
I wish we knew an internet guy that was really good at getting internet to work. Well, where we could find one of them.
Oh, wow. Now we're going personal, huh? We're taking things to the big league. We're going, hey, he doesn't even live around here, so he can't say it's our internet. I mean, working.
Employee of the month, Sam Smith.
No, that's not me. I'm gonna say that. That goes to Hamilton Motorsports with Gary Hamilton, since he's not a racer anymore. I'm gonna say that goes to him. Miles, what do you think? What do you think, Miles? Do you think I'm crazy for wanting to get into a car? Or do you think Fluff is right that, you know, maybe I should do enduro and work my way up? What do you think about that? Maybe he's not there anymore. Oh, he's back.
Am I here now?
Oh, you're here.
Okay.
So, okay. do I have to put on training wheels and go enduro and then go to a hobby? Or, I mean,
I don't want cars.
What was that?
Hey, we got four guys that raced with us this year. We have four guys that raced with us this year that had never even been on a dirt track, and we actually had two of them win races this year. So, I mean, I think that anybody can get a better drive.
There you go.
Not to get Sam going, but.
Hey, Fluff, I think you should fly that in front of your house for a week.
I still think that plague was you. That's you as a cartoon character, I'm pretty sure.
No, actually, I got that from an NHRA event. Went down to Vegas. My homeboy Antron Brown had one flying, and I'm like, ooh, I like that. My boy AB.
I do like it.
So, Miles,
so I
know.
Picture you.
What was that,
if you were
Fluff?
A cartoon, you'd be that duck. If you were a cartoon, you'd be that duck.
This would be me. The beatings will continue until the morale improves. Because my teammates here, as in you, Fluff, don't even believe in me yet. I hope the people that tune into this episode really understand the hatred that you throw out, that you spill for me getting your into a circle friend, track round.
Your best friends and your best competitors are also your most, critical of what you do.
That is just...
Anybody can lie to you, but your best friends will tell you the truth.
Just a shame. What's up, everybody? I'm going to tell you the easiest way to start your podcast right now. It's called Anchor. Go over, download the Anchor app, get on their site, and start your podcast today. You don't have to have any listenership already. You can start from scratch. It's going to distribute all of your podcasts to the major platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Has a creative tool. You can edit from your computer or your phone if you're on the go. It's just really the easiest way to start your podcast. So if you haven't done it already, go over and download the Anchor app and get started on your podcast today. That's why they call me the Slammin' Sam, because I got all them sick beats that I see you dancing to there, Fluff. But I would say in the drag racing world, this is when we start to pull the chutes, when we press, the buttons to turn everything off. But in the circle track world, we are on that white flag lap. We are coming out of 3 and 4. So, Fluff, after seeing everything in the 2020 crazy world race season that we lived in, what would you say your highs and your lows were? What would you, how would you rate it? How would you rate what Miles and everything's got going on? So we want your final opinions coming on that last lap. You're on the back straightaway, about to enter 3, enter 4, and maybe take that checkered flag.
I guess 2020 was a rough year for everyone because of the pandemic crap. But for auto racing, I think it was one of our best years around. We got a new class, the Western Renegades running around, making people like them. We had the best crowds at every track, because there's nothing better to do, which was great for us, and we were allowed to do our thing. I think we had some of the best racing we had in years at every track. Doesn't matter which class you're even talking about. It's competitive from the legend car up to a 410 sprint car to late models to hobby stocks. It didn't matter. It was just better than it's ever been, in my opinion. I think the tracks are getting better everywhere between all of us working together and feeding off each other and doing what we can. And to be honest, I think it was a stellar year for racing. It was filled with a lot of drama, which also helps for fans, but it's tough for the sport. So you got to take the good with the bad. But as all in all, I think it was good. It was a long year for everybody. I think even though we missed a month or so, it was still, at least for me, it was long.
And you touched on something right there, the drama. I mean, whether we like it or not, it happens. And as someone that is going to promote this sport, I'm just going to say it. Some drama is better than no drama. Drama in front of the fans is better than drama in the pits between two guys. Like it, love it, hate it, you have to have it. One of the best race promoters said this, and I quote, "I would rather pay you guys $100 to go in front of the stands, beat each other up, I'll suspend you for a week, or you can be in the pits, I'm not going to pay you, and I'll suspend you. So, like I said, some drama is better than no drama. And Chris, our drama will always continue. So until you understand it, that, you know, the wheel man may come out. Slammin' Sam is a real driver, and who knows where we will see him someday soon.
Hey, they say it best at in Beatrice, Nebraska. Their promoter guy comes right at the fit meeting, and he says, "You're going to wreck big, and if you're going to fight, do it in front of my grandstand. Otherwise, leave it at home."
There you go. Thank you, Chris, for coming on here tonight. You have just entered 3 and 4. You're coming out. You're taking the checkered flag. So we will talk to you soon, my friend. Stay safe and keep making concrete. And to you here, Miles, we talked about everything that you guys got going on. We've talked about the great wingless sprints that you guys are promoting, that, you know, that you're doing a phenomenal job with, that we want to embrace here at Outlaw Performance ENT, as many videos as that we can get with you guys. We want to bring online with you here. But like I said, you know, you're taking this checkered flag. You're taking the white flag here. You're entering 1 and 2. We've talked about everything, your sponsors, the different things you guys got going on. So coming down that back stretch, entering into 3 and 4, which is looking like 2021, what do you have to say for everything that you've got going on?
Well, I'm really excited to keep growing the sport for the regular people, the people that go to work and work hard every day, and giving them a premier class to come race, and just to grow it. I mean, it's no secret we're all doing this, and even doing this podcast, because it's a sport that we love and we want to see grow and get as many people involved. As we can. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to share my. And if you haven't been to a racetrack in North Dakota and you listen to this, or if you're a drag racer, come check out the Wingless Sprints. Unless a 410 sprint car shows up, we're the fastest race car you're going to see on a circle track in North Dakota, and that's just a fact. So I really appreciate it, Sam. Again, thank you for having me on, and hopefully we can continue to work together and do what Fluffy says and make dirt track racing great again.
Well, like he said, I guess he's trying, but we're actually doing it. And then also, for anyone that is on here that is watching on YouTube, Facebook, on Anchor, any Apple podcast, wherever you're listening to this, please check out the Western Renegade non-wing sprint car series, Miles, and everything he's got going on. Miles, other than Facebook, where are you guys? How can people get a hold of you? Give them the information so that they know. We're going to be posting stuff on our pages, but where can they get a hold of you guys at?
We have a website, and on the Facebook page is my phone number. So if guys listen to this and they don't have Facebook, it's just type in and West able to pull you up right onto our, we have a website, and that has all my contact information as far as email, phone number, anything you want on there. It's also, we have some pretty cool info on there. We actually get quite a bit of traffic off the website, which I was kind of surprised with when I started it, but it's got our 2020 schedule. So when our 2021 schedule comes up, that'll be on there. We have a cool history deal where we talk about the tracks that we've raced at, all-time winners, and then once we get our end of the season stuff going, we're going to have like a bunch of the award winners and stuff, and they're going to be cemented on there for all time, so they'll always have their name there. That's the only really other way to get with me besides contacting me on the phone or message me on Facebook. Sam can attest to this, is that I don't always answer right away, but I always try to. So I usually try to get back to people as quick as I can.
Yes, definitely. And I think we have the banner here. Is if this is correct, it's Western Renegade Non-Wing Sprint Car Series. If you guys check that out, please do him a favor. Let's support the people that are supporting us, that's giving us the places to race, that are giving us the series to do this on. Because let's all attest, the reason why we're listening to this podcast, the reason why we're doing it, is at the end of the day, we all want to be in that groove. And whether that groove is circle track racing, whether that groove is drag racing, no matter what, at the end of it, and I always say it, we love to smash that loud pedal. And like I said, please check Miles out. Miles, you're coming around. You are halfway into three, out of four. So closing words for you. And let's take that checkered flag before we let you go. So one, is there any final thoughts that you have to say to the people out here?
Thank you guys for listening, and keep supporting Mad Bro and Outlaw and all of our sponsors too. Like I said before, we can't do this without the support of everyone. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate you allowing me to be on, Sam. It was a lot of fun, and I really like the back and forth. That's probably one of the more fun interviews I've done, so thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So, like I said, everybody, again, please do this right here. If you have not already, stop, pause this. I don't know where you're at. If you're driving, pull over, get to somewhere safe. Check out the Western Renegade Non-Wing Sprint Car Series. They've got phenomenal things. You had Miles himself that has started this from the ground up. He's doing phenomenal things. You had Chris Ruhr, a.k.a. Fluff, the guy that I call the track doctor. My friend, but also my controversy partner, that we will talk everything to debate. Anytime I talk circle track racing, he will be a co-host on here because, again, he thinks I cannot drive a circle track car, for one. For two, he thinks all I am is a crazy guy with a crazy name that says Slammin' Sam, and I need to change that. So who knows? We will see. But I've always told you guys, but I need you to do one favor for me. If you want to be on this podcast, please email us in the groove. It's in the groove podcast, and it's two E's. So in the groove podcast, please send us a message if you want to get on. If you guys want any more information about this, you can check us out on all of our socials. That is Facebook. That is Instagram and YouTube. So if you haven't already, please go over and hit that subscribe button. We're going to be putting out weekly videos for you, and a lot of our circle track racers and drag racers will be on there. But again, this is another episode, and I cannot wait till the next one. This has been another episode of In the Groove Podcast, brought to you by Mabro Motorsports, LS Tech and Mexican Food, and the good folks over at Outlaw Performance ENT. If you haven't done already, please go over and check out all of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube, all under outlawperformance.ent. Till next time, you guys keep smashing that loud pedal.